This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugar Land, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Fulton County, Georgia, voted on Tuesday to fire its elections director after a disastrous 2020 presidential election and two Senate runoff contests. The Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections voted 3-2 on Tuesday in favor of firing Richard Barron, who had held the post since 2013. The longest hockey game in history of history is complete. Oddly enough, it was intentional. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649 to 2,500. 128, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Calls are going out for the United States to boycott the upcoming Olympic Games. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Olympics are scheduled to begin Friday, July 23rd, and end Sunday, August 8th. Most of our time engaging with digital content happens in mobile apps. Google and Facebook continue to dominate the app world. 46% of the top 15 apps are owned by Google, 20% by Facebook. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, because it's America that we got to get back on track. It commands that we, the people, all of us, are part of the solution, not part of the problem. Welcome. Good to have you with us. It is, gosh, it's Wednesday already. Can you believe it? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, lots to catch up on. We've got Rick Manning joining us. Always an honor to have Rick with us. Rick, of course, is the founder and president of limited government and other interest. Let me get this correctly here so I can say it appropriately. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government, so I want to say that exactly right. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Hey,
you almost, introduced Seton Motley there. It was dangerous.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get that close.
That's okay.
I know you're probably getting scared here. It's just, all of a sudden...
By the way, Seton's a neighbor. He's a great guy. He's out there. He really is a great guy. He's a neighbor of mine. He lives down the street. So,
well, it's all good. Hey, I had to chuckle a bit that Joe Biden in the CNN town hall, which I thought was going to be interesting, only from a standpoint of, you know, it's kind of like going to a NASCAR event. Whenever Joe Biden's involved in something like this, you're thinking, you're going, okay, we know there's going to be a crash somewhere. Where's it going to be? But
there was this...
You know, I mean, they go for the tragedy of it all. But anyway, I thought I couldn't help but chuckle and think, oh, wow, this is odd. 8 years as number two behind Barack Obama, he never got into the private residence. I mean, he didn't have the passcode, I mean, the key to get in there to go see the big guy. Kind of
well, apparently they were very tight, and you got to remember he's the big guy. So it's a let's keep it straight. The other thing he never did is he never made calls to world leaders on behalf of the of President Obama. You know, going and calling them and with people in Europe and like, no, the truth is he spent a lot of time working on Ukraine, but we know all about that.
Right, that in China.
That in China. Wherever he had direct contact with the world leaders, Hunter would follow. But I found it amazing. Big news this week, there's a lot of being kind of glossed over, is during before the first month is out, Kamala Harris is calling up the French president, Macron, and telling him what her policy is and what she would support. It's kind of irrelevant. She's the vice president. It's not
right.
What the administration, what the Biden administration supports. So, you know, when we've got a guy who's already announced his big achievements, he lights a fire in the Oval Office in the fireplace and he goes to bed early, it's not surprising that the vice president, who's apparently not going to bed early and has a history of not going to bed very much at all,
exactly.
Is sitting there making phone calls to world leaders and they released the transcript. It's astonishing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, it just goes to show it is the Harris Biden administration.
Well, we did know that going. Well, let's just say a good portion of us. I want to say more than that, but I mean the fact is that they really, really thought so. Would their vote been different? I mean, you're already getting voters' remorse being put out there, quite openly. And that's obvious, because after this impeachment, look what happened to Donald Trump's, popularity. Boy, I mean, it is skyrocketing, and that's why Kevin McCarthy, even Mitch McConnell, and some of the traditional Republican guard that are trying to find a way to get away from Donald Trump realize that there's no way. He's a magnet.
Well, that's true. I think it would be in President Trump's interest to kind of lay low for a couple, 3 months and let, maybe comment on some issues, but nothing in terms of personalities for 2-3 months, because the truth of the matter is, that's where he is super valuable. We can see, for instance, what I just said about Kamala Harris talking to world leaders. I mean, it was the worst kept secret in the world that Joe Biden was not up for the job. But the fact that they are sending out, essentially acknowledging it less than 3 weeks into the administration is, to me, just, it's mind blowing. It's stunning. Yes. Because, at least you thought they might pretend, but the only time we see the guy is when he's signing documents that have been pre-prepared for him.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently
not even knowing what he's signing. And he makes comments like, what am I signing here?
Yeah, it is, you think there'd be a briefing in advance of what those documents were, or maybe a crib sheet on top of them, or I don't know. You might read them in advance. That might be crazy, It's about 20, 30 pages of reading. Much too much to do for any one person in a day, I guess. But it's all I know is I thought they would try to hide it longer. Mm-hmm. I thought that they would try to pretend longer. And the fact that the top staff, because you don't release those kind of transcripts without top staff doing it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
The top staff did that intentionally. It wasn't a matter of FOIA. It wasn't a matter of scandal. They were sending a message that Kamala Harris is in charge.
Exactly. Well, or what else? I mean, what else would it be? I mean, like already inside of 3 weeks, we got another coup happening in the White House.
It was predictable, but I just thought they'd be cool about it for a while, wouldn't make it so apparent. I thought there'd be a power struggle between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris,
right.
But the fact is apparently the
listen to her.
The picture taken from people. Kamala's doing work.
Rick, look and listen to her language. I mean, she's talking in terms of immediate. I mean, every time she talks about something, it's immediate. This is going to happen. It's going to be immediate. Maybe this is all part and parcel of the attitude, the way this thing is traveling along, and that Joe Biden and even Donald Trump said this early. Joe Biden's being set up. He probably doesn't even realize this.
Well, I think that's true. It's a in some respects, if he wasn't such a willing dupe, you feel sorry for him. But I feel sorry for the country. I feel sorry. Think about it. Joe Biden did better. The one place, the reason he got more votes, just without any of the shenanigans being brought into it, the reason he got more votes in states like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and maybe Georgia, maybe not, but in Georgia, it was because he appealed to blue collar voters and knew how to speak the language of blue collar voters. And they returned to their kind of their roots of saying, well, Donald Trump did a good job, but it's maybe we can have a kinder and gentler kind of thing. And so blue collar men voted more for Biden than they voted for Obama or for Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at some level was where he won this election. And so if you want to, you know, throw out the shenanigans, you have to look at demographics and say what changed. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that changed. Trump still did very well with them, but he didn't do as well as he had in the past, which was surprising. But I think it reflected the Trump campaign, too.
Still pretty crazy that he was able to generate 75 million votes, though. We've got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we stay that way Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, regardless of all the therapy. We still have to stay fresh and independent for you, okay? That's our commitment. Rick Manning continues with us. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, I promised you the first minute because I wanted to give you a chance to sum up, this previous segment.
Yep, bottom line is... that Biden did better with blue-collar white male voters than Hillary did. And the very first people who Biden went after as president were white blue-collar voters, and blue-collar voters as a whole, as he shuts down Keystone XL pipeline, engages in environmental policies that are going to destroy tens of thousands of jobs, pushes for electric cars, which eliminate the automobile manufacturing, unless much of the automobile manufacturing industry, and engages in wholesale policies that destroy manufacturing America.
And then, and also, one final point, what happens to energy independence?
It goes away, and those same blue-collar, their kids are going to get to go visit the sands of the Middle East to defend oil again, and because Joe Biden cannot allow any success by the Trump administration to stand.
Mm-hmm. Boy, this is really, it's a sad forecast, but it's a real one, because these are the moves that, you know, killer Joe Biden, killer job Joe Biden is throwing upon the people, the very people that brought him into office, and they're probably just sitting there going, what did we do?
Yeah, I think they made a huge, people made a mistake. I think they're beginning to recognize it. And, but, you know, fact is, we now have we're in a battle to stop as much as we can. And, part of that is, having resources to be able to communicate message. And that's why the parlor's return is so important.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you in terms of, is it going to be better, or is it that, you know, Parler, you know, has been put on timeout, they got re-educated, and now they're allowing them to come back. I don't know that they're going to come back with the same sense of fierce independence that they enjoyed before, because they had to go through the gauntlet.
That may be true, but the key is they were taken. They are now on a different server, so they have they're not under the control of of Jeff Bezos and Amazon. Mm-hmm. They are attempting to get it so their apps will work, so people can access them easily on their cell phones, which is very important in that business. The reason it's important, and right now they're still glitchy coming back. And truthfully, I was not trying to get on it, and it was a little bit problematic yesterday, but. Here's why Parler matters, and let's just use Parler as a placeholder for media platforms that aren't one of the major media platforms controlled by Silicon Valley.
Exactly.
The reason Parler matters is because Americans need a place where we can have an honest conversation. We need a place where people on the left and the right can go and have honest conversations about what's going on in this country without having censors, private sector censors, to engage in that, because they only want a conversation that exists that would exist within their own narrow mind. And that's the challenge here. And Parler matters because a free America matters. Free speech matters. And Parler is a symbol for that free speech. And that's why now that they're coming back, I would urge everybody to, you know, get on it and look up our account. It's limit.gov, real simple. Mm-hmm. But it's a place where, quite honestly, when I put something up on Parler, the people who follow me see it.
Yes.
And that's not the way Facebook worked.
Exactly. Well, you're not being shadow banned and restricted and put in the timeout box because of the wrong pronoun. In principle, I agree with you, Rick, and I support Parler's ambition. My hope and prayer is that they're able to honor, unlike what the Democrats and Joe Biden have done to hardworking people who gave him their vote, and then end up losing their job. Hopefully, Parler does not disappoint us, that they have enough strength. And hopefully also Congress would have the backbone to do something about big tech and this 230 issue that keeps, kind of giving them shield and protection.
Yeah, a couple of things there. I believe antitrust is the best way to go. A lot of state legislatures and state governments have filed antitrust suits against Facebook and some others. So that's ongoing. Section 2, the hope of the Biden administration doing that is limited. The person who's being mentioned as the possible head of the antitrust division at the Department of Justice is a former Facebook lawyer, so I don't think we're going to see a lot of antitrust out of him, but or her. I don't know which pronoun this person chooses to use, I think that Section 230 it doesn't need to be gotten rid of, Because getting rid of it is throwing out the baby with the bathwater. What needs to be done is tightened up now that it's been in use and we see the problems.
You got to enforce the intention of it. I mean, you can't give them complete immunity and from liability and allow them to run like a bunch of cowboys.
Yeah. And ironically, the Democrats are threatening removing antitrust exemption because they aren't banning enough conservatives. Mm-hmm. So that's the ultimate irony on the Capitol Hill is the left is complaining that they aren't banning enough conservatives. That's and so all in all, I think antitrust is the way. They're too big, they're too powerful, and they have too much control of the marketplace. We saw what they did to Parler. It shows the power of big tech and in terms of trying to kill a competitor. And so the best way to deal with it is break them up, make them competitors with each other. And if Parler fails to keep its promise, you know what will happen? People will cease to use Parler. They'll go to Gab. They'll go to other outlets. Mm-hmm. And so Parler has a very unique place in the marketplace is that you can have a conversation. If they start engaging in the same kind of activity, they fail as a business.
Exactly.
And that's the way it should be.
Well, this is their opportunity, so it's up to them to deliver the goods. Meanwhile, it's the Democratic senators dragging their feet still about opening up our schools. What's going on here?
Well, you see, you have to follow the science until the science isn't agreed with by the teachers' union. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Now, I guess the science teachers are telling us what science we should follow rather than the CDC, which for 3 months has said it's safe to go to schools. Europe has all their kids in public school. Now, we're like the only country in the world, one of the few countries in the world, where our public schools in many states are shut down. Florida kids are going to school. Georgia,
exactly.
They're going to school. But they're not going to school in New York. They're not going to school in California. And the kids even had just started back this week in Maryland. But it's a disaster for the kids. It just shows that if you have the government control your kids' education, they can make a decision to make certain that your kid is not educated.
Exactly. Well, this is a little bit, this brings back memories of the Reagan administration with the air traffic controllers. He told them to get back to work. They said no. He says, hey, if you don't, you're going to lose your job. And here even more so with the teachers. The teachers are still getting paid. Isn't it they stopped getting paid? They're still getting paid. And so, this is not helping the cause here. And not that I'm saying that they should endanger themselves, but at some point, enough is enough. I mean, if the science is there, which it is clearly, then, you're fighting a losing battle, and it's making all, particularly these blue states and these blue districts, these blue controlled entities, school districts and that. And the unions, boy, they're exposed big time because, look, there's a clear difference right now as to what's happening in the red states versus the blue states when it comes to the education of your children, right?
Absolutely. And you see it economically as well, where states like South Dakota have lower unemployment rate today than they did before the pandemic hit, before February of last year. So we see and recognize this has been a year now. I mean, we're now a year into this. So this is astonishing that it's been a year, but what we have is we've got proof now that it makes zero difference if you shut down your economy or not in terms of infections. It makes zero difference. What makes a difference is if you isolate the virus from the most vulnerable, if you target the most vulnerable for vaccines at this juncture, if you make certain that those who are most likely to die from the virus, not get the virus, die from the virus, are most protected from it. That's what they did in Florida. That's what they did not do in New York, New Jersey, and,
exactly.
and Connecticut and elsewhere. And the reason that Florida has half the deaths per 100,000
right.
New York has.
5 seconds. We got to leave it there. Rick Manning, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates. You may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugarland, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, thank you for joining us for the good fight to, you know, hold our country together and to, you know, return to first principles based on our faith and also, you know, the U.S. Constitution, which is well documented, along with our Declaration of Independence, all those founding documents that, you know, the Democrats would like to rewrite or ignore altogether. Well, when you hear that Nancy Pelosi has a plan to make sure Democrats never lose another election, you know, what thought comes to mind? Well, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington, the one and only Bill Pascoe, joins us now to give us the details on H.R. 1. She calls it the For the Politicians Act. Don't you love the wordsmithing the Democrats got it. I mean, they know how to, present the language in such a way that it just seems like it's so positive. If you just read the headline, but when you get into the details, you go, oh, my goodness, what is going on here?
Actually, the real name of the bill is For the People Act. But you're right to call it. It should be called For the Politicians Act. This isn't a bill for the people. Yeah. This is a bill for the politicians. And more specifically, it's a bill for Democrat politicians. H.R. 1 is actually, I haven't counted, it's somewhere between 15 and 20 different pieces of legislation that have all been rolled up into one. You know, just like we do with the omnibus spending bill Yes. that we end up with Mm-hmm. every year, we're supposed to have 12 different individual pieces of spending legislation, but they can never do that, so they roll it all into one massive bill that's 2,000 pages long that nobody ever has time to read. That's what they've done here. Same idea. They said, wow, it works so well on the appropriation side. Let's do it on the campaign reform side. So we've got somewhere between 15 and 20 different bills here, Bill.
Wow.
We've got legislation. And here's the big takeaway. Let's just talk at the 30,000 foot point of view. Mm-hmm. What they're doing here is they're federalizing elections. One of the ways that our system prevents voter fraud, to the extent that we do, is our system is decentralized. We've got 50 mm-hmm. different states that each administer their own elections. They have their own laws. They're all very similar, but they're not exactly the same. And the more important point is that in each case, the administration of the elections is left up to the states. If H.R. 1 passes, that's going to be a time gone by, and we will have federalized elections. You'll no longer have voter ID laws. There's no more showing your driver's license when you show up to vote, which I've been doing in my home state of Virginia ever since I can remember. That's now mm-hmm. that's going to be out the window. There's right. no more voter ID. On the other side, there's going to be automatic registration. Go to the DMV, renew your driver's license. Guess what? You get automatically registered. Go to the
same thing they have in California.
That's it. You go to the welfare office, sign up for welfare, automatically get registered. Guess who goes and gets registered to vote at the DMV and the welfare office that shouldn't be allowed to vote? Non-citizens.
Of course.
This removes our ability to make sure that the only people who are voting are non-citizens. No.
Well, the other thing too, Bill, just stepping back for just a moment, there's always been that consideration that people who are being supported by the government, that they should not be allowed to vote because they're only going to vote for that which, you know, promotes them and their specific interest, and that is the status quo. I mean, that really compromises the legitimacy and the fairness of the election process when you have people that have been so obviously conditioned to vote in a particular direction because they see that it's tied to their, they see it as it's tied to their check. And of course, the Democrats have used that repeatedly against the Republicans. You know, you cannot vote for a Republican, you're going to lose that monthly paycheck. You can't right. afford that, right?
Right. Absolutely right. And speaking of paychecks, here's another doozy of an idea that's in H.R. 1. We've got welfare for politicians. We've got public financing of political campaigns. Any candidate who raises $200 from a donor, if I write a check for $200 to Joe Smith for Congress, federal taxpayers step in and write Joe Smith for Congress a check for $1,200. It's not just public financing. It's a 6-to-1 match using taxpayer dollars. Now Thomas Jefferson said 200 odd years ago that to compel a man to furnish money for the propagation of ideas that he opposes is the very definition of tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
It's sinful. Listen, the First Amendment allows me to speak and allows me to support candidates who speak things that I like to hear, that I want to hear, that I want to see enacted into policy. We have never, under U.S. law, under U.S. tradition, under U.S. custom, we have never required people to pay money to support the propagation of ideas that they oppose.
Yes.
I mean, that truly
well, except
is
in unions.
The definition of tyranny.
Yeah, except in unions. Yes.
Different story. But you're right. You're absolutely right. We should call that the union codicil to the Jefferson mm-hmm. principle.
Right.
Or the union exception to the Jefferson principle. But, I mean, again, welfare for politicians. We spent $4 billion on campaigns last year. What? We don't think that we're spending enough money? We need to add taxpayer money?
Yeah.
So that crazy left-wingers – this is about – I mean, this particular provision, we know what this is about. This is about giving money to left-wing politicians that can't raise any money on their own because their ideas are so crazy. Nobody wants to write checks to them. But that's okay. We'll have the taxpayers come in. And not just a 1-for-1 match, but a 6-to-1 match. It's just incredible.
Yeah, the mathematics on this whole deal is astounding. But look, this is the systemic issue with the whole process anyway. Because not that I've been an elected official, but for those that I've spoken with, it really, when it comes down to, especially if you like for the House, an example, you barely even have a year of any kind of legislation. And even in that year that you're having, you know, to spend on some legislation time, you're still committed on an ongoing basis to raise money. And so it's all about, sustaining your position and your seat. And then if you can raise enough money and prove that you've got some extra power, like Nancy Pelosi, to raise funds to support other candidates, then all the more glory for you. And AOC falls into that category now, because she's becoming very good at generating, you know, some funds on behalf of, you know, some specific people. Unlike, you know, and I think this is what got her in a little bit of trouble last time with the Democratic Party, because Nancy Pelosi says, look, we want this money to come in here. And she goes, nope, I'm going to have control of it, and I'm going to decide which candidate this goes to, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. AOC is a thorn in the side of Nancy Pelosi. Pelosi wants, she wants to control all the money on the left, at least all the money on the left that's going to House elections. Mm-hmm. She's the Speaker of the House. She's the most important Democrat in the House. She has been for 20 years now. She's a remarkably good fundraiser on her own. But you're absolutely right to identify Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as trouble. She's now been through a term in office. She's had an entire term under her belt. She's learning the way Washington works. And guess what? She figured out, hey, the ability to raise money and then dole it out to people, that gives you power inside the House Democratic Caucus. And she's becoming an independent power center of her own.
It is the ultimate quid pro quo, isn't it?
Oh, it always is. You want to hear the latest quid pro quo information from Washington? The Democrats?
We've got a little bit more than a minute left, Bill, so go ahead.
Okay. They're going to bring back earmarks.
I just saw that. Yes.
Yeah. What Democrats love to call, they call it congressionally directed spending. Mm-hmm. The rest of America calls it pork. This is where congressmen, this is the gateway drug to big spending. This is why conservatives oppose earmarks, because this is what the leadership uses to buy votes. For our big spending bill, and we'll give you a little piece of it that you get to direct in your own district. Exactly. We outlawed that practice. We prohibited when Republicans took over the House of Representatives in 2011. We blocked that. They did it in the Senate when Republicans took over the Senate, but now Democrats are going to bring it back. Katie, bar the door. We're going to be spending money like nobody's business if this actually happens.
So. We're going to see $35 trillion faster than even earlier the projections were showing, Bill. This is going to be absolutely insane. All done, supposedly, under the guise of bipartisanship, right? That's interesting.
Always.
Unbelievable. Bill Pascoe, thank you, sir.
By IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since 1 in 4 employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
the pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive.
To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott Whitlock joins us now, the associate editor of Newsbusters. We're going to talk, boy, I'll tell you, New York is in a frenzy, whether it's up in Albany or in Manhattan. The Democratic leadership of the state is heavily exposed. And boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be a raucous election season in the state of New York, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, I think it certainly is going to be, because a lot of people unhappy with Andrew Cuomo, despite the media's best efforts to cover it up.
Yeah, without a doubt. And Newsbusters, of course, have been reporting that the networks just, you know, MIA. Of course, now they can't stop. I mean, they have to report on it because it finally started gaining some momentum. And the shocking truth of it all, I'll tell you, it's heartbreaking with every human story that you're hearing, Scott, you know, family members who died, and, you know, so recklessly at the decision of this governor.
Right. I think, yeah, that's exactly right. And there are so many of these families. I think probably one of the most prominent that we've seen is, just because she's a celebrity of sorts, is the Janice Dean of Fox News, just talking about, yeah, losing her in-laws. But she represents so many other families that have lost people because of this disastrous decision, as you said. And what we've been doing at the MRC, the Media Research Center, we've been focusing on this since last spring. And one of the things I've wrote about, this is true of a lot of the networks, but CBS, again and again and again, they did their best to protect Andrew Cuomo when they were doing stories about, when they did stories about nursing homes, that they wouldn't mention him. They wouldn't mention what was going on in New York. And then just yesterday, actually, they did a story on this because, as you said, they can't avoid it at this point. And they said, this is a story we've been covering for months, which no, you haven't, you know. And I think at this point they are getting, they're embarrassed that this story has kind of exploded, and they want to pretend like they were there from the beginning.
Yeah, and even now, to the point, people were initially so shocked that he was given an Emmy, and people, what? You know, for killing, we're giving Emmys now for governors that kill people, that put people in danger. I mean, what's all that about? And now there's a movement to take the Emmy back, I guess.
There is, and I think it's really very simple that you had these liberals, obviously politicians, but also especially in the media, who wanted some sort of alternative to Trump and the COVID response. And so they made it Andrew Cuomo, and they essentially had to fictionalize his response and pretend like he was this amazing, perfect leader who had done everything right. So you had people in the news media, and then you also had celebrities who just fawned all over him and gave him this Emmy, and no one objected. No one said, hey, isn't it weird, Governor, that you're writing a book last summer when the pandemic is in no way over, but you're kind of giving yourself a pat on the back. They didn't want to ask these questions.
Exactly. Well, and what does this do about Chris Cuomo? I mean, his own brother on CNN. I mean, you think at some point these liberal media outlets would just run out of gas and gall? I don't know.
Yeah, well, sadly, it's not happening. And Chris Cuomo is a great point. Talk about a conflict of interest. You know, he's his brother. And initially, when his brother became governor, there was this idea, well, they're not going to talk about Chris Cuomo is not going to talk about New York, and that'll avoid the conflict of interest. But that didn't happen at all, because he's been on that show several times, especially since COVID happened. And they're just all these laughy, jokey segments. And, yeah, I get that he's your brother, but, look, he is in charge of a very serious, you know, issue of dealing with COVID in a very, you know, heavily populated state. And so how can you possibly have his brother on to be the, you know, the person who's going to ask him questions? We know he wasn't in any way giving him tough questions. I will say credit to Jake Tapper on Sunday, who called out – who at least, you know, called out Andrew Cuomo and called out the way he was, has been handling all this. But, yeah, don't expect that from Chris.
Yeah, but your point in all this, though, Scott, is that, okay, we'll give a shout-out for Jake finally catching up. But, I mean, this has been in the news for a long time. Well, I say in the news. People have been, especially New Yorkers, have been aware of this for a long time. You know, going back to Janice Dean, disgustingly, I mean, you think about the very people that were all over Donald Trump. I mean, questioning every tittle and dot of his COVID response and his campaign and everything else. They were all over him, you know, for that. And now here, you know, these very same people want to cancel and invalidate Janice Dean and her pain and others, other families who were the effect of this poor management by the governor himself. And they're telling her, hey, what do you know about health? Just shut up and go back and do the weather.
Right. Yeah, certainly. It's at best with like people like Jake Tapper, it's kind of a half kudos, because it's all been so late, and they are getting to this now, but it's far too late for them to be covering it. And as you said, you know, it's the tragedy of this situation, but it's also the scandal and the cover up, because they downplayed the numbers, they lied about them, they impeded an investigation. All the things that they like to accuse Donald Trump of and go after is what Andrew Cuomo was actually doing. Mm-hmm. And so they're finally getting to it, but now they're getting to it as Cuomo is defending himself. So it's, in some ways, it's kind of a sit. Well, Andrew Cuomo says this, and Andrew Cuomo denies that they covered up the death toll.
Mm-hmm. Well, these networks, I mean, we've questioned this for a long time, and of course, this is the reason for Newsbusters to be in existence, and to hold these media networks and establishment media, you know, organizations to account, because they're really, they've assumed the title of news, but they're no longer news. They're not providing news. I think it's, they've turned it into an oxymoron, haven't they, in some sense?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's not just Andrew Cuomo. Obviously, it's Joe Biden, that you have all these outlets. You know, the Washington Post, under Donald Trump, said democracy dies in darkness. But so are we going to get the same thing now with Joe Biden, that kind of skeptical speaking truth to power? No, we're not. And we've already seen that we're not, because of the fawning coverage of Joe Biden that started during the election, obviously. But
yes.
The it's the fawning started most directly when on an inauguration day, where it was, you know, look, this guy is inspiring. He wants to bring people together. And the fact that he doesn't actually want to do that, well, we're just going to ignore that. And we're just going to pretend like he actually means these things. And so it's a complete 180 from how they covered Donald Trump. They don't want to speak truth to power. They want to speak truth to Republicans.
Exactly. Well, and they're clearly ignoring the rise of Vice President Harris. I mean, they're clearly ignoring this as to what's going on. It leaves one, you know, with some sense of objective observation that Joe Biden, which has always been a question from day one, that he may be, you know, there's a setup here in the offing. And I know I'm probably dancing around the conspiratorial edge here, but there's enough noise and information that's coming out that says, wait a minute, why is Harris leading in foreign affairs on some of these issues?
Yeah, it's a good question. And during the campaign, they did everything they could to protect Joe Biden, just get him over the finish line. Mm-hmm. And now he's president, so there's even more protection. But look, he did a town hall with CNN last night, and yeah, you're not going to expect much in the way of difficulty. So they protect him, and they promote the rise of Kamala Harris because, let's face it, a lot of Democrats, they weren't excited about Joe Biden. They simply wanted to use him as a vehicle to get rid of Trump. And now it's on to Kamala Harris, who they see as the bright kind of young leftist future of the party and the movement. So, yeah, we really, Newsbusters and conservative and independent media, we really have to expose to you what she's doing, what she's saying, because I certainly agree. I think she's the future of this administration, and they're acting that way in how they promote her.
Well, and they're not about to vet her. I mean, they let whatever contrarian issues about her background, they kind of set that aside and give cover for her on that. In much the same way, we'll see what happens after we've gone through a second impeachment and questions still remain about, you know, what happened. What happened on January 6th? Supposedly there's going to be a 9/11 type, you know, bipartisan investigation into this. But this is where the media needs to step in to hold them accountable, to make sure that they are looking, you know, under all the rocks, not just the Republican rocks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're not doing it, and we're going to hold them accountable for it.
Yeah, and where else does it go? I mean, because there's a lot of lead-up. I mean, we can talk about, you know, how many months earlier you had Black Lives Matter there in D.C. wanting to burn. Well, they tried to burn down a church. They stormed the Bastille. They were able to hold them off. But here we are, you know, months later with something that we still don't understand fully what's going on because it's been so highly politicized. Scott Whitlock, again, appreciate all the great work that Newsbusters does and is doing to keep them honest and to keep us up to date on the truth. Appreciate all your great work. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.